Live Spot with Gatos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
All right, time for Five Spot. It is my 10-year wedding anniversary on Sunday.
Wow.
I know. I am married to the greatest woman on the planet. I love this woman. And I cannot live without her. She is just amazing. I wanted to do Five Spot and talk about what's your key to a successful marriage. I'll give you mine in a second. But what is your key to a successful marriage? 277-KTAR. All right. Let's see. Let's start with Gina in Phoenix, 32 years married. Gina, what's the key? What's the key to successful marriage?
Well, we communicate well. You have to talk about things because you're going to fight. And then when we fight, we don't say things in anger that we would regret later.
Interesting. All right. I'm going to piggyback off of that. I'm going to give you my thing that I've learned in 10 years.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm taking notes.
Listen, you guys know me. I like to win arguments. They pay me to come here and argue sometimes.
It doesn't happen a lot.
It does happen a lot.
Oh, okay.
I like to argue. I'm somewhat okay at it. With my wife, I have no interest in winning an argument. None. And it wasn't like that right at the beginning. I learned very quickly. I know that most of the time it's my fault. And I'm not just saying that to say it. It usually is because I'm a dope sometimes. And I've learned that if I'm going to apologize to my wife, I've got to apologize from the absolute depths of my soul and mean it. Not just say, okay, fine, I'm sorry. That doesn't work. So that's what I've learned. When you apologize, guys, do it from the depths of your soul.
Yeah.
That's the way that, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
I'm not married, but I have a girlfriend I've been with for 4 years, and I wrote down, it's always your fault. That's what I say to myself.
Yeah. But
it's always your fault.
But most of the time, it is my fault.
Well, yeah.
All right. My 10-year wedding anniversary is a Sunday. Your key to a successful marriage. Bill in Peoria, married 37 years. What do you got, Bill?
Hey, Gatos. First, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
Second, I'm married to the best woman, not you.
And, I love it.
Yeah. 37 years together. Same thing the last person said. Communication. Forgiveness has been a key. Obviously after 40 years, it hasn't always been great. But you get through it and you've already learned a lot. You just said some key things there about the forgiveness part, really, you know?
Yeah.
Because you have to be sincere about it. Don't just say it just because that's what feels like the right thing to say.
Yeah. And even with our last caller, don't say something that they're going to remember as harsh. Because you will remember that, and that's going to leave a little scar.
And nowadays, people bring receipts.
That's right.
They remember.
Dan in Glendale, married 27 years. What do you got, Dan? Key to a great marriage.
Yeah, for me, it's always being kind to each other. I go out of my way to pump her gas and open doors for her, even open her car doors for her, and you don't see that a lot anymore. And do the little things for each other. You know, the other parts that we do is, you know, communication and all those things, but we really try to go out of our way to do little fun, nice little things for each other. And I think that makes our marriage.
I love it. I love it, Dan. Chris in Goodyear on KTAR. Chris, key to a great marriage. Your marriage 35 years.
Yeah, it'll be 35 years in June. First, let me say that Chad takes so many days off, he has to go to a new employee orientation 3 times a year.
If you can get him to sit still that long.
I know, right. Yeah.
Well, I've learned in 35 years that a strong, too good forgivers, because we're going to ultimately say things, clash at times, but when we forgive little things and not hold on to them, drive them crazy. And I've also noticed that many of our friends that were married the same and we were a couple years, and I think I've learned the magic ratio. I can predict with 95% certainty who's going to be divorced within 5 years of marriage.
Wow.
People
And it's when people talk about their mates to others.
Yep.
It's a ratio of 5 positive comments to 1 negative comment. They'll be married still within 10 years.
Yeah.
That seems to be the ratio that I found.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
I'm the positive guy in my relationship.
I try
to shower with compliments.
Yeah. I think if you are going out with other people and you are saying this about my husband and I don't like this, and then you know what? He needs to do it's not good, man.
That's not the one for you.
Hey, thanks everybody for the calls. My 10-year wedding anniversary to the most lovely woman on the planet.
Is that the 10th anniversary?
10.
10.
10?
10. Like you have to get a 10 present?
I don't know.
Aluminum? Something like that.
I'm not doing it. I don't know. What am I going to get that's 10? Coming up next, Biden's border policy could lead to disaster in one Arizona port of entry next.